Hey guys, Dr. Patrice Carter here. I'm the coach's coach and the founder and president of the Breakpoint Coaching Collective and Breakpoint Coaching LLC in partnership with my husband and the love of my life, Dalton Carter. I'm excited because today's topic is one that I just think is super important, and that is how to determine your life coaching niche. So pros and cons for having a niche as a life coach. So I hope that's something that you guys are thinking about, who it is that God has called you to serve, and doing some homework around and some introspection around, because it's super important. So let's get right into it. So I want to give you 8 tips, really 7 plus a bonus, on how you can determine your niche and the pros and cons of doing so. And so the first thing I'll tell you is always to ask God, to pray first and ask God, because he knows what he has for you. The Bible tells us that in Jeremiah 33:3, pray to me and I will show you great and wondrous things which you know us not. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good, not of evil, plans to prosper you and not harm you, and plans to give you an expected end. So God knows what the end is from the beginning, right? He's the Alpha and Omega. So you want to ask him first. You'll see me checking my trusty notes, and I'm going to leave them down below, as well as some links to some resources that I'm going to share shortly. Number 2 is to check your story. You know, check your story. What is your past? What are some of your experiences been, both good, bad, and indifferent? In my book, Superb Woman from Bad Girl to God's Girl, I share that God will take your mess and make it a message. And that's so true. And that's informed by the scripture in Revelation. It says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So the word of God tells us that the blood of Jesus has made us whole, and that by our testimony, we're going to overcome and we're going to help others to overcome. So you want to take that good news and that bad news that you have to share. It's not bad anymore, because God will take it and turn it around. So in my book, for example, in Superb Woman, from Bad Girl to God's Girl, that was me. I share that I am a suicide survivor. I share that I was adulterous in my previous marriage. Thank God he healed me and delivered me from that spirit of adultery and that spirit of lust. And I'm also a suicide survivor, as I shared. So I battled depression and mental anguish and anxiety for years. Depression was like a heavy blanket. So I know now I have the oil of joy, and I give that back to others as a gift. And so I know that you can be healed from depression. It is something that God will lift the heavy burden. And then also the suicide, the Bible calls Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace. One of his many names is Shalom, which means peace. And so God will be our peace, and he'll bring peace to our mind and our circumstance. And then what he'll do for me, he did for you and me, is that he will take that and give it back to us as a brand new life, a resurrection life, and then he'll tell us how to give it back to others. So that's how we show up in our life coaching. That's how we show up in our books that we publish and that we're writing. And that's how we show up in our speaking and our ministering and all that. So God will have us to give it as a glorious message, and he'll create a platform out of it that he'll then put us out into the world, in the marketplace. And now we get paid to tell our story. How awesome is that? And to help others heal. He's so good. All right. So number 3 is ask other people. So what I mean by that is ask other people, but don't just ask anybody. The Bible tells us that there is safety in a multitude of counselors, but it also says that Jesus didn't entrust himself to all men because he knew what was in their heart. So we have to have discernment to know who it is that God has called us to sit with, to start with, and to speak to ask, as we begin to determine who it is that he's called us to serve. So ask them, hey, I'm thinking about becoming a life coach. I'm already a life coach, but I'm thinking about maybe transitioning my niche or enlarging that in some way. Who do you think I've been called to serve? You know, give me feedback. And what do you think my strengths are that I could use to serve others? And make notes and then pray about it. So keep in mind also that everything everybody says isn't always true. That's A. So you want to be prayerful about that, and you want to pray first. Always pray first. Proverbs 4:23 says to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of your life. So it's really important that you be prayerful first. And then also someone shared with me when we were talking about this conversation that you don't want a bunch of yes people in your life either. You don't want everybody that's always patting you on the back and never correcting you or challenging your ideas to help you be better. So as iron sharpens iron, so so one sharpens the countenance of his brother. And then number four, look who's drawn to you. So when you're doing these types of videos, or you're doing podcasts, or you're doing your blog posts, or you're just doing your social media stuff, or you're out and about in the community when we're not in COVID-19, when you're networking and just being you and showing up, who's drawn to you? What types of people are coming into your midst? So start paying attention and start making some mental notes and some actual notes, jotting things down about what you recognize in terms of the types of people. And that will inform your niche. That will inform your target market. So really start to kind of pay attention and tune in to that. Also, who is it that you feel really led to serve? So for me, when I started out coaching, I've been a Christian life coach. I've been coaching for over 10 years and certifying other coaches for 3 years. Then when I initially started, I started with women that were broken. So I worked with a lot of women that were like me, who were suicidal, who were coming out of adulterous marriages, who were going through divorce, who had a lot of mental anguish and anxiety and just a lot of personal stuff. So then after I was healed, then I started coaching them, got them, you know, by the grace of God to where they needed to be. Then God shifted my target market and I started coaching more executive women and business owners. And then he shifted me again. And from there, I began to do what I do now, which is to certify and train Christian life coaches. So just think about your evolution as a person, both personally and professionally, and look at where God is taking you, how he's transitioning you, and know that your niche will change over time. The other piece is number five, do a fit test. Do a fit test, meaning who do you fit? Who fits with you? Fit is very important. It's just like buying a pair of pants or a dress. You want it to have a nice fit and you want it to look good. And when something fits, you feel safe. You feel it helps you to shine, right? And there's agreement. And so with that, I want to share a book with you that I'm reading. It's called Anomaly by Zach Miller. Anomaly by Zach Miller, and it's Anomaly, How to Finally Stand Out from the Crowd. And this is a great book. I picked it up at an independent bookshop in Portsmouth, Virginia. And I'm just getting started. So I have a habit of reading books. I love books and journals. What about you guys? Let me know in the comments below. But I love books, and I love books like this that give you roadmaps. And he gives you an actual roadmap with downloads that you can use. And I like to just read it and apply it. So I don't read a book straight through. And so one of the things I just want to just share an encouragement that he gives in the front of the book, and it says, don't be afraid to start something. So I just want to encourage you guys as life coaches, if you're an existing life coach and you're a life coach who has already been certified and you're crushing it, hey, shout out to you. And now you're trying to scale it and make it bigger. That's awesome. And then this is also a word for young life coaches, new life coaches that are just starting out, don't know where to start. I'm hoping this speaks to you. And those of you that are somewhere in the middle ground, hey, we got this. Let's continue to rock on and crush this this entrepreneurship game. And so he says, stop waiting for the perfect timing because you'll be waiting for the rest of your life. And that is so true. That I love the scripture that I feel informs that, which is Esther 4:14, which says, how do you know that you weren't called to the kingdom for such a time as this? That's Malachi encouraging Esther to go forward to the king, right? And so he says, start somewhere and don't let a lack of confidence be your reason for not starting. You'll get better along the way. You don't have to be the best, but you can do it differently. I love that. So your niche is all about being different. It's all about standing out and being fully who you are and being fully led and available to who you're called to serve. It says being an anomaly is standing out or being noticed. And so he began to just share that. And I want to share with you, we're talking about, again, tip number five, doing a fit test. Zach tells us that we need to know our target market. And I agree on page 16. I hope you'll go out and get this or download it or get on Amazon. But it says knowing your target market is a multi-step process. And you need to know four things. Who are they? What do they look like? Where can I find them? And what appeals to them. And he says, if you don't answer all four of these, you'll miss out on key information and likely never get to convert any of these people into customers because you need to know who they are. And then he also says, with every person you have a conversation with, ask if there is someone else that you could be talking to. So that's a bonus tip. Okay. So once you find your niche, ask them who else you should be talking to. Number six, still checking our trusty list, is networking and connecting. So networking and connecting is so incredible and so integral to your success as a life coach, because referral and repeat business, referral business has been a huge way that I've gained clients and coaching clients, as well as coach trainees. And I do a lot of networking. So I do networking on social media. I do networking in public. I do a lot of speaking and vending, so that I'm out in, you know, in the midst of people. And I always try to position myself in the area that I think or know that my target market will be. And so with that, sometimes my husband, he's amazing at networking. And so he'll position himself in industries or marketplaces that are not necessarily something that he's interested in or has familiarity with, but he feels that's a way to maybe meet a whole new group of people. And that's that works for him. That's been very successful for him. So I believe that networking and connecting is critical to you finding your niche and your target market, because as you're out doing that, you're doing what? You're doing number seven. You're owning your story. You're sharing your story. You're letting people know what you do, and that's going to draw people to you. So how do you share your story? Hey, what do you do? Well, my name is Dr. Patrice Carter, and I certify and train Christian life coaches. So you have to be able to say specifically and succinctly what it is that you do and who you serve. So then that's going to resonate with that person you hear. And I gave the example earlier. I did a live on the same topic on Instagram, if you want to check that out. And I talked about little animals in Madagascar, which I love that movie. And in Madagascar, you have that hippo, the lion, the giraffe, the penguins. Who else was in there? I'm not sure if there were monkeys. I know there were lemurs and a zebra. And so they all had their own quirky little personalities, and they were all together as a group in the zoo. But when they escaped to Madagascar, that's where they actually found their tribe. So that's where the zebra found the zebras, the hippo found the hippo. The hippo was Gloria, and the giraffe, Melman, he found the other giraffes, and Leo found the other lions. And it was just so hilarious and cute, but it was so funny to see how they each lit up when they found their people, when they found their group of animals, because we're meant to be in community, and there are people that are looking for you and looking for me that need what we have and need who we are. And so we have to begin and be able to own our story and to tell it well. And that will draw out our niche as we're networking. So last and final tip, number eight, your bonus tip, position yourself. So that goes back to networking, but it's different. So positioning can happen by way of conversation and your narrative. You position yourself and where you actually physically place yourself. And so what, and also when I say physically, so on the internet, your website, your social media, your blog posts, your advertising, also going to different events and things of that nature, asking other podcasters, can you come on as a guest, and reaching out to the radio station or internet radio and saying, hey, do you guys need any guests? This is what I specialize in. Would you consider having me on? Also inviting yourself to collaborate with other bloggers and getting a blog post on their site so that you can get in front of their audience, things of that nature. And then positioning yourself through your narrative goes back to how I was saying, when you meet people, introducing yourself, how you introduce yourself. So I also share with people that not only am I a certified Christian life coach, and that I certify and train other life coaches, I'm also a motivational speaker, and I'm the author of Superb Woman, From Bad Girl to God's Girl. So with that, I'm constantly positioning myself through my speech as a life coach. So if people want a life coach, they think about me. If they want life coaching certification, they're looking for a life coaching school that's credentialed, they come to me. If they're thinking about a speaker for their next event, hey, I remember Dr. Patrice said she's a speaker. If they want a really great workbook to help do some personal work, some deep spiritual work, hey, my book, Superb Woman, is excellent as a Bible study. So I'm just constantly sharing those things in a way that's really authentic to who I am and that fits the environment. And so a biblical example of positioning yourself and finding purpose and your niche and your purpose and call is the woman at the well with Jesus. And I love that because it's just so amazing how that interaction that took place between them. I'm going to look it up real quick in my Bible. But basically the story goes that Jesus was at this well, and he came to the well to get a drink of water. And while he was there, he met a woman, and she was there. She had come to draw water. And so while she, you know, they were having a conversation, he asked her, Luke 10:33, he asked her, you know, where was her husband? Just in the midst of conversation. Well, Jesus already knew she wasn't married. And so she said, well, I don't have a husband. And he said, well, you say well. Neither were the other six before him. And so she said, well, I perceive that you're a prophet. And he goes on to tell her that if you knew who it was that was speaking to you, that you would ask of me and I would give you water that you would thirst no more. And I would give you bread that you would hunger no more. And she said, well, give me this water and give me this bread. And he said, I am he. And so she accepted Jesus right there at the well as her personal Lord and Savior. And so from there, that wasn't the right scripture. I'm looking that up again. And if I can't find it just for the sake of time, then what I'll do is drop it in the comments below. But from there, she's so excited and she leaves and she goes into town and starts telling everyone about this Jesus. It's John 4:9, John chapter 4:9. But you can read Luke 2 if you want to. And so she goes on into town and she's so excited because she's met this her Lord and Savior Jesus, and he told her about herself. And so she becomes an evangelist. So think about that. Jesus is positioned. He's there. He knew she was going to be there, but you know, she didn't know he was going to be there. She comes to the well to draw water and has this conversation, this encounter with Jesus, with our amazing Savior. And now, as a result of that encounter, she leaves that she's no longer thirsty. She's no longer hungry. She's filled now. She came to the well and she got what she needed, which was to be filled. And she goes off and becomes an evangelist. And so she found her purpose just through Jesus positioning himself. And so think about us as life coaches, how God uses us, especially as Christian life coaches, to be positioned to help others to find that that well of hope, to find that well of salvation, to find that well of indwelling the Spirit of God. And then we can go off excited and happy and purposeful, because it's about helping people find their purpose and go from where they are to where God has called them to be. And he didn't tell her anything. He asked her questions. And coaching is what we've already discussed that in a previous video. It's all about asking and listening, asking and listening. So I want to actually read the scripture, and I'm going to start at verse 7. So I'm reading out of my Bible. John chapter 4, verse 7, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink, for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Verse 11, the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me to this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. And that's so she asked for the water first. And then he asked her about the men, about her husband. And she tells the truth. And so I think that's so beautiful. Like, you know, he's like, okay, first let me see, you know, where her heart is. And so from there, going on, if you continue reading down to all the way down to verse 25, the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. He will come and tell us all things. And Jesus said to her, I am, I who speak to you am he. And so if you just continue reading from there, it's just the most beautiful encounter about, again, positioning. And Jesus is asking her these amazing questions and revealing himself. And then she goes out and she's on purpose. So that was a little longer than I expected. I didn't expect to share all that piece, but I just want to encourage you guys that as a life coach, that it's really important, I feel, to have a niche. Now, when I started out coaching, I was a generalist. I coached everyone, but that's okay if that's what you're doing also, because it takes a while to find your niche. I mean, even Zach tells us that finding your target customer is a multi-step process. And so it took a while before I got to that. But once I did, it seemed like things just became easier because it gave me more focus. So I want you to just get a piece of paper, just stop and rewind this video and kind of go back and just think about the answers to these questions. I'll post them in the description box below. And I just want you to think about it. So if you have found this helpful, there are three things I want to share with you. One is that if you want to know more about me, you can find out about me at my website, www.drpatricecarter.com. Also, I want to ask you a question. Do you know anyone that needs the services that I provide? And I'll tell you what they are. And if you do, would you consider sending them to me? The first is that through my company, Breakpoint Coaching, we offer live coach certification training. That's 12 weeks. And everyone who takes that program and graduates completes it as a certified Christian life coach. Secondly, we have an e-coach certification program that is a mobile ready global training program. And that too is 12 weeks, but it actually can be shorter or longer because it's self-paced, because it is mobile and you can access it through your cell phone, your iPhone, your iPad, your laptop, your computer, or any smartphone. And so you actually can take the certification journey at your own pace. It's really cool. And then lastly, we have the Christian Coach eClub Facebook group, which is a $20 membership subscription group where coaches, life coaches, both experienced and existing and new coaches come in and glean from my 30 plus years of experience, 10 of those as a Christian life coach. And I just share tips, tools, resources, downloads. We have people that come on, live experts, business and industry experts that come in and just share their expertise. So there are many ways for you to touch us. You can also reach out to us through our YouTube channel and through Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. So I would love to connect with you, and I would love to hear back from you to hear if this video was helpful. And let me know, did you find your niche? Who is it that you feel led to serve? And let us know how we can serve you. God bless you guys, and see you next time.
Hey guys, Dr. Patrice.